Tanika. What's good, love? Got a little idle time here, and you kind of popped in my head there. But last time we talked, you was a little bit under the weather, so I'm just calling you up and checking on you, making sure you're all right. See if you got that soothing voice back in order. But hope to hear back from you soon. Take care. Be safe. Later.
Oh my gosh, that is so precious. This is Dr. D, and I'm telling you, I love how you describe that. Ladies, you have to be, what's the best word? Not just be, but you have to know that you are valuable. Oh my gosh, Miss Drake, you have it awesome, awesome, powerful. I'm in tears because it's making me remember all the times that I knew I was valuable and I let this other human being have control over my soul. And I'm gonna share with you some other things that God really revealed to me about that domestic violence and how it affects your soul. Your soul consists of your mind, will, and your emotions. And no one never should have that much control over you, ladies. God bless you, Miss Drake.
All right, all right. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. You know who you are tuned into. This is Tanika Drake, and you are listening to God's Gift Through His Word, also known as GGTHW. So we're going to get into this message, but first and foremost, let us go into prayer, and then we will just jump into the message for today. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, you have given us another day, another time to start again, another opportunity, Lord God, to do it again and try to walk as we need to walk for Jesus. Lord God, thank you that your grace and your mercies are new for us every day. You give us the unmerited favor that we are not deserving of, but Lord God, you share it to us anyway. Lord God, thank you for that. Thank you for all that you do on a daily basis. Lord God, let us not get so haughty and so arrogant that we forget that we need you every single day and every hour that we are along and walking among this planet. Lord God, we need you. Lord God, I need you. I need your help in everything. I cannot do this alone without you. So Lord God, I ask for a special anointing on me, Lord God, and a new refreshment and focus on you and in your word, Lord God, that whatever sins that I am struggling with, Lord God, that they will be removed as you keep changing me, Lord God. I am an imperfect person that needs a perfect Savior. So, Lord God, I thank you for it. And we all need Jesus. So I just want to say, Lord God, as I continue to share your word with these, your people, Lord God, that you would reveal to me in different ways as I read and study that, Lord God, you are in charge of everything. And let me not run from the silence. Let me not run from the quiet. But Lord, embrace that which you are speaking to me in those times. In the name of your son, Jesus, I pray and I say thank you. Amen. Okay, so here we go. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I've been up, just recorded for a laugh, and I have, been just a little busy bee because just being up early is something that I was wondering about for a long time. Like, sometimes I'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'll just hammer out things, either if it's making some social media posts, I'm trying to put some things out positive or anything like that, or I'll be up working on my message. Whatever it is, I'm still spending time with God. And just recently, if you guys went over to the Laugh Inc. podcast and heard about the weekend, being quiet still and just knowing God needed some time with me was hard to grasp. I didn't know what to do with myself. I wanted to do all kinds of things that God would not want me to do. I didn't know how to handle that. But now I see that is time that needs to be given to him. When you find yourself with unexpected time of just silence, quiet, and peace, that's the time where you don't get yourself unnerved. Don't get anxious. Don't get all frazzled. Like, oh my gosh, what do? I need to be doing something. Sit in that. Embrace it. And let your mind be clear enough to hear what the Lord would have you to hear and what he wants to download in you. Sometimes this is a session of a download, and he wants to tell you about some things that you have been doing that he doesn't like. And also he wants to tell you about some things and different things that he wants you to move forward in. But you won't know any of that stuff until you take the time to sit, embrace, and hold that silence. Hold that waiting in that moment. Sometimes we just want to do because we just don't want to be still. And I find for myself in my life, and I used to tell people this, and sometimes I still tell people this, I said, I'm not a working mother, as there are some people that aren't at this time. I'm not. So I found that I'm so busy doing things. And I would always tell someone, how is it I'm so busy and I do not work? It was strange to me. But now when God gives you that moment, or he gives me that moment where I'm not running here from appointment to errand to this to that, and just say, Tanika, I need you to sit still. Stop moving and just be in the moment with me. Oh, it's hard, you guys. But you know what? Since we're still in this series about Remember the Love, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about God's love. So we're going to go look at 1 John, and I'm going to be in the 4th chapter reading you guys from the 17th through the 21st verses. And today, excuse me, I'm using the NIV version. So yeah. That's what I'm using today. Okay, pardon my crackly voice. Like I said, I've been up since 3 this morning, and I've been trying to talk and use my belting voice, but it's not there right now, so it's okay. So let's go ahead and look at verse 17, and then we'll go all the way through to verses 21. Please always go back and check the scripture for yourself, not only to see if I've read it correctly, but also to get the word into your spirit for yourself. It is always good to do that. So here we go. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world, we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment, the one who fears is not made in perfect love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Sit in that for a minute. Love is what the Lord blesses us with all the time. He loved us first, as it says in verse 19. We love because he first loved us. And that's something to think about for a minute. We can just wake up one day and say, you know what, God, I'm going to love you because I love you right now. God showed his love, his grace, his mercy, the sacrifice that he gave his son and that Jesus sacrificed for us. That was love shown on so many levels. That is really an undeniable, unconditional love that sometimes right now, if you think about someone doing that, which Jesus did do, if you think about it, it's unfathomable. You can't try to grasp your head around how he could die for Tanika. I know me. I know how I am. My bad attitude sometimes, my snippy, snarky ways, my not doing right and straying off the path to the left or straying over here to the right and not just getting it kind of right. I know me. But Jesus knows me as well. And God so loved the world that he gave. He so loved that he gave. God is always giving. So when we think of God, and yes, he has his wrath, but he's always giving us. He's giving to us and has been giving to us since he created humanity. He's always been giving to us. Don't forget to have reverence for him, because God is a big God. And anything he wants to do in your life as a sovereign God, he can. Don't forget who you serve. It's not this little box cookie cutter God that we serve, that we try to make a genie, that we just pop up and say, hey God, I need you to work this out right here. Can you do it for me now, Lord? No, he cannot do it for you at that moment. He probably can't do it for you for as long as he has his timing and his time clock, because we are not on his schedule. So certain things that are happening in your life, and you're like, Lord, when is this going to happen? And God's like telling you, it will happen when I deem it ready. You cannot move God. God is not moved by emotion. God is not moved by your version of spirituality. God moves in his time. And when he knows something is ready to happen in your life, he will bring it to fruition. So remember, the love that God gives and shows us, he gave it to us first. He gave it to us first that he loves us so much. And sometimes we have to embrace and sit with that. Okay? And it's super wonderful. Like, I'm super thankful that he showers me and showers all of us with that grace, that unmerited favor that's not deserving of us, the new mercies every morning that fall fresh on you every single morning. I'm alive today because he allowed it to be so. That's amazing. I know some people will say, well, you know, can't you pray about something else? You're always praying and being thankful for the day God has given you. Well, heck, I have to be. Because if I don't say thank you for the day that he has given me, maybe my eyes will close that night and I will never wake up again. I am thankful for the day. There is so much that he has brought me through and out of. Each day is new. Each time is past. Thank God we make it through. You have to acknowledge these things. If you just sidestep, it's like there's so much bigger things that he has done, so much grandioser things that you could talk about. True, but let us not forget in the minutiae and the minute details of your life is blessing in that. Being able to have the faculties in your mind that you're clothed in your right mind to be able to think correctly is a blessing. There are some people that do not have that right now. Their thinking is skewed, their thinking is off, and they are sitting in a psychiatric ward right now. Praise him for your health. Praise him for your strength. Praise him for what he's given you and the abilities and capacity that you have to praise and worship him. Some people don't have a voice. People aren't looking at the details. Yes, I know some of us are still used to saying that, but think about it again. There's a song by Ren Collective that says, counting every blessing. Count all the small blessings as well as the huge, big blessings. Don't just look at the big ones like, man, he blessed me with this, and he blessed me with this promotion over here, and this, but what about the intricacies of you, the subtleties in your life? The little things, the protection that he's giving you each and every day that someone hasn't come to harm you, the way that he takes care of you, the way that he provides for you, his provision for you. That's the love he shows with all that he does for you. He knows what you need and gives it to you exactly when you need it. And that's the kind of God we serve. That's a big God. That God is still sitting high and lifted up on the throne, looking down at all of us and very personal at the same time. Do you have that relationship with him to remember and recall that he loves you so much? He's not just sitting there counting all of your negatives and all of that, which is what the enemy does. He wants to remind you how filthy you are, what a disgrace and downright filthy person you are. Jesus came to save the world. You and I, that shall believe in on his name and know that he is a true and living Son of God. He came here to the work. And now the sanctification process for those of us who believe in him is something that's happening to us on a daily basis. Every moment, he's working on us. There are opportunities for us to change, and he's changing us. You can't change yourself. You cannot do it. It is a process that the Lord has take you through as you become more like Jesus. It's not going to happen overnight. That just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in a weekend. That just doesn't happen. A period of time is going, and where you're changing and evolving, some things that you did before, you no longer do. Praise God. So take heart in the fact that he loved you first. And since God loved you first, you love God. His son was that sacrifice for many. And at times with life, we can get off of focus. We can get so very easily off course, you know, with social media and our family and our work and, you know, just everyday stuff. We can forget to truly be thankful for how God has made provisions for us. As I forementioned, that's what he's been doing for us. Don't forget to give thanks for it. Don't just act like you're supposed to have it. I mean, I don't want to act like that ever. I'm supposed to be able to talk and walk and do all this stuff and blink and have great eyesight. Because God allows you. I'm supposed to be living in this amazing place because God allows it. If God didn't allow it, you could be out there on the street and you could be the one digging in the trash can homeless. Remember, everything that you have can be taken away as well. So be thankful for it. Don't act like it's going to always be around. Don't act like your health is going to always be okay. Be thankful for every single blessing you have. Whatever job you have, be thankful. Don't be arrogant, bossy. Be thankful, be gracious, be kind. So recently, I met a new person in my life. And this man, he had said something to me, and it's been resonating with me all for the last few days since I've talked to him earlier this week. And I remember what he said, and he said, "Tanika, I never look at the problems, just the solutions." And I thought, as believers, we need to do the same thing. We need to stop focusing so hard on all that is wrong about us, about our families, about the lack thereof. We don't have this. We don't have that. Lord, I wish I could be better. I'm not. I'm so this. I'm so that. Like, there are so many things we just bog ourselves down with how we are and what we don't do right. And beat ourselves up on all kinds of levels. Lord, I can't get this right. I'm just a dirty dog or whatever you say about yourself. Hopefully you don't say that about yourself, but that's just an expression. I'm not calling anybody on this listening, this show, a dirty dog. Just an example. You might say something else, like you're a flying bird. I don't know. We're going to not talk about that. Just, it was a crazy example. So anyway, when you're thinking about how you are and you start focusing on all the bad this, the bad that, you can really get yourself depressed and downright just down in the dumps, thinking, Lord, why? You don't want to find yourself like that. If you focus on your blessings, you don't have to say, Lord, why me? You don't have to say, Lord, why do you love me so? You will know and you will remember and recall to your recollection that it is because God loved you first that he does what he does for you. Not because you're so great, not because you're so wonderful. Because God is love and he loved you first. So start appreciating what God has blessed you with. Can you just sit and just take that? Take the love, the grace that he's giving to you, that unmerited favor that he has placed on you. Can you take it and sit in that? I mean, I want to be, and here we go, I want to be an obsequious person. Okay, so we're gonna pause for a minute. And I'm going to say it again. I want to be an obsequious person after Jesus. Pause for the vocab word. So obsequious is a Latin, comes from the Latin root word. There's a root word in there, obsequious, sequi, which means to follow. And the prefix ob means towards. So the came, and this is an etymology for someone who's out there wanting to know where this word came from. you're yielding, and there's a definition that says comply with and yield to. So I want to be a follower of Jesus. And that's what that word means, a person who's more likely to be a follower than a leader. I want to follow Jesus. I'm not trying to lead Jesus anywhere. I want to be a follower of him. And as such, I need to love as he has loved. I need to show kindness as he has. I need to give grace because he gave it to me first. Is someone in your life need some grace? Is there someone in your life you need to be more gracious to? Is your attitude need to be checked? Do you need to check your attitude at the door or before you talk to someone? Do you need to pray that when you talk to certain people that you use a kinder tone? Do you need to pray that when you are dealing with certain people that you leave the sarcasm out of your voice, the facetiousness out of your voice? Think about that. And then now, we're going to return to our regularly scheduled program talking about love. Because I stopped for a minute to do a word. So you know what? Remember this and do this. I have to work on it as well. I don't hate people. I love people. But we all have to watch. There's some people that are not as lovable. Okay, let's be clear. We live amongst a lot of people in this world. And some are a little more challenging than others to love, but you are still required to do so. So you know what? Love people more and never forget about God's mercy and his grace that he has given to you, that he shows you on a daily basis. Don't forget his wrath that does exist. It should drive you to repentance. Don't forget that if you fall into temptation and sin, you need to go and tell the Lord. Confessing it to other people, yes, you could do that. But you need to go to the one who needs to hear from you first. And that's your Creator, our Heavenly Father, Lord Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. You need to go to him with where you have faltered, where you have strayed. And talk to him and ask the Lord for forgiveness for where you have stumbled and fallen. We all need to do it. So, I hope that when you're in your time with the Lord, you enjoy his quiet. You enjoy the peace. Don't be like Danica and try to figure out, what do I do? What do I do this time? Do I do this? Do I do that? Oh, no. Sit. Embrace it. fellowship with the Lord, just you and Him. Just enjoy His time with you and you spending your time with the Lord. So, I hope you guys will have a blessed, motivated, and inspired day to do exactly what God has laid on your heart. And if you don't know what to do, ask Him. God will always give you an answer. So take care, and thank you for tuning in to God's gift through His word. And for the individual who I'm going to shout you out in a little bit when I figure out, I have to go back and go check out, for the person who gave me a review, thank you so much. God bless your heart. I appreciate it. And if you want to get a shout out like this individual is going to get in a little bit after I go back and see the name of the person, I want to shout you out as well. If you put out a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts and you want to get a shout out, I will see it. I will definitely make note of it. So I appreciate you guys for listening and tuning in. I hope you have enjoyed the music thus far that I've been interjecting back into the programs. So thank you for listening. Take care, and we will talk again soon. Bye now. Good morning, good morning. If you have enjoyed listening to this edition of God's Gift Through His Word, please also look for me on all these different other podcast platforms: Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, Player FM, CastBox, Pocket Cast, LoftyCast.com, Google Play Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Breaker, and so many more. Please stay tuned in. I appreciate you for listening. Also, you can also find me right here on Anchor. So don't forget to tell somebody about this podcast, subscribe, and definitely if you can go over to Apple Podcasts or iTunes and leave an amazing review, I greatly appreciate it. Take care, be blessed, and thank you for tuning in to God's Gift Through His Word with your lovely host, Tanika Drake. Take care. Thank you.